Have pen and paper ready for this exciting information. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort. This is about pen and paper, right?
So Bruce and I are here live with Paul Calhoun and Russ Mayer, and I will let you guys introduce yourselves. Paul, who are you?
Hello, my name is Paul Calhoun. I am the Director of Worldwide Enablement with GBS out of Atlanta.
My name is Russell Mayer. I'm an independent consultant outside of Chicago, and I run xpagetips.com and Q Diligence, and I do xpage development all the time.
And we are talking to you guys today, first of all, because we all happen to be in the same city in the same room, but also because I think you guys have some good insight into the kinds of questions people are asking about xpages and training. You've been kind of traveling the world for a couple of years teaching people about xpages. So which one of you guys wants to kind of give the background on that?
I'll go. So for the past several years, me and Russ have been doing the Vue conferences, and we've done, you know, developer update conferences, again, kind of all over the world. And they came to us and they asked us to do the xpages content. So we originally put together 3 days for the xpages bootcamp, and we did that tour, and then it was wildly successful. And we then put together the 3 days for the advanced xpages bootcamp. So for basically the past 2.5 years, me and Russ have been literally all over the world, from Australia all the way to Madrid and Amsterdam and Copenhagen and several places here in the States, just, you know, meeting with the Lotus faithful and getting them up to speed on the technology that is xpages. So,
all right. And so what are the kinds of things that people just consistently wonder about? The stuff that they come in and say, I don't really understand this piece of the technology. Is there any, like, one or two things that you hear over and over?
You know, I'd say even before that, I think a question that I hear very, very often is, why should I take the time to learn xpages? And, you know, we know from experience that trying to learn this technology, it's a little bit of a challenge just because there's so much to learn. You have to know your way around JavaScript and CSS. You need to know the basic of HTML. You need to know JavaScript syntax. You need to learn a little bit of sort of a different object model. It's just a lot of stuff to learn. So they say, well, wait a second. It seems like it might take me longer to learn this technology and then build my next application, whereas if I just did it in regular Domino, like I, you know how to do today, I can get it done quicker. And we hear that quite a bit. And the bottom line is we tell people, look, xpages is the future if you want to still be involved with IBM technology. And on top of that, if that doesn't convince you, everything that xpages is involved with, CSS, XHTML, XML, JavaScript, REST, JSON, all those kinds of things, all those are technologies that are universally applicable in today's web application world. So that's a question that that I hear quite a bit. Once they get, you know, sort of convince themselves that they need to learn, then the questions they have are kind of all over the board, you know, different kinds of technologies. But it's interesting. People are genuinely excited about it.
Paul, tell us about the boot camp versus the advanced boot camp. You know, where do you start off and where do you end for each one of those training events?
Well, in the original boot camp, what we tried to do, and it was tough because, you know, me and Russ sat down in a room and we're like, okay, how are we going to, you know, take the next 3 days and that basically is equivalent of 4 90-minute sessions a day, and you know, so, you know, in the breadth that is xpages, what do we try to teach them? And so we started out with, okay, you know, we're going to assume zero knowledge. And, you know, we had people come to the original boot camp that had, you know, kicked the tires on xpage, very few people that had actually put things into production. And they were genuinely there to really get their jump start, to get in and learn what xpages was all about. So we started at zero. And for the first 3 days of the original boot camp, we just went as far and as fast as we could. And we covered all of what essentially what we felt was the core. That was, you know, this is how you implement a view. This is how you implement a form. This is how you implement really, really basic workflow in CRUD. And we finished up that last day with kind of a futures. We actually looked into the extension library and the extensibility API, and we showed them some stuff from OpenNTF. And I guess that was kind of our cliffhanger. You know, for at that point, we didn't really know we were doing the Advanced X Pages Bootcamp. But that was, again, kind of our cliffhanger for, you know, if something, you know, came along after that. And sure enough, you know, based upon the response from the original one, they asked us to do the advanced. And then that was kind of the same dilemma was, okay, well, now we're going to assume an audience that either came to the first boot camp or that they've already, you know, dipped their toe into the X Pages water. So now what do we show them? What is quote unquote advanced? And so then we tried to take them into just the next level of you've got core X Page applications. So, what about Dojo? What about implementing the native Dojo controls? What about implementing jQuery, which is another framework outside of that? And what are the difference, but just, you know, kind of between those two things? What about implementing actual more Java? So in the first bootcamp, we did very little Java. And in the advanced bootcamp, we really dipped our toes into much more, you know, external third-party frameworks like Apache Poi. Russ got in and talked to him about managed beans. So that we really wanted them to know that it wasn't something that they needed to be afraid of, that they could actually get in. And first of all, they could write wicked cool, highly functional applications via X Pages and never write a single line of Java. But if they did, that they could really take that kind of to the next level. Yeah.
So how about mobile? Was there any talk in the boot camps about mobile development?
Yeah, in the advanced boot camp, we actually had a whole session on mobile development. We did kind of a survey of the various toolkits that are out there. We looked at Sencha, we looked at the Dojo mobile, we looked at the jQuery mobile. We work our way through the extension library mobile controls, those kinds of things. It's interesting. Everybody has a need to do mobile, but a lot of people still haven't even deployed their first X Pages application. So part of that session is really kind of setting them straight, because anybody who's done mobile, and I mean, you know, Julian, you've done this kind of thing, there's a lot of things that people don't think about, you know, and Bruce, you've been through it too. So people do things like, hey, I want to go mobile. Okay, well, do you have a server outside the firewall? Oh, do I need one of those? Yeah, do you already have a web application? Oh, no, but maybe those are the kinds of things you need to work through, and that's not really sort of outside of technology. That's just a little thoughtful planning kind of a thing. But, focus on mobile, focus on graphing and charting. So that's, we added that in the advanced boot camp. But it really is a dilemma because, you know, the topic itself is so broad and there's so many different things to know. But on top of that, there's this unbelievable pace that I think IBM has been setting as far as getting new releases out, the update packs, and atomic speed that the extension library is being updated, all the X snippets in OpenNTF, and it really does make it a challenge. So we found that as a challenge too. When we first started writing the first content, I think 8.5.1 may have just come out, and so we waited to write the next set of content until 8.5.2 had just come out, which kind of cramped our style. And by the time we did two or three cities, 8.5.3 come out, and then we did the last city, and the fix pack one had come, or update pack. You know, it's challenging, and it makes it hard for people to kind of get it all. But in the end, everybody walks out of those boot camps really feeling good about it, because A, they got to hang around with other people that are in the same place that they are, and, you know, they got to learn a lot. Their brains kind of hurt when they walk out. But I think another thing that's a sort of a side note is we've seen, I think every city we did the advanced boot camp in, we had somebody come in who hadn't done any X Pages whatsoever, and in fact had never even done Domino. So they just up and showed up and said, yeah, I really don't know anything about Domino. They told me I should, but I don't. And they came away really interested in the platform because it's just that strong.
So is there a path right now from X Pages Domino to WebSphere? You know, because in the back end, it's really, you know, has the J2EE underpinnings and JFace and stuff. Is there anything right now that would lead you from one technology to the other, or is it still kind of its own Domino thing?
Russ or
No, I'll take that one.
Okay, Paul.
Okay. So, prior, you know, prior to XPages coming out, then I did a lot of actual J2EE development using Rational Application Developer, deploying applications to the WebSphere application server. And so when they announced XPages and JSF and JSP, I was like, oh, great, that we'll finally kind of have that experience in the Domino world. And so when you come into that and you start looking at it, there's lots of parallels between those two things. So if you were in Rational Application Developer and you created a Java server page, then you understand kind of the underlying plumbing. Having done both things, I will tell you that creating the J2EE XPage version of an application is atomically easier than doing it in core Rational Developer, you know, even with the wizards and the widgets that come along with that. And to answer your question, if you start really getting in and working with the source view of an XPage and you understand this is a tag that provides functionality that's kind of driven or, you know, has the underlying pinnings of the Java and the XML, that if you then transitioned over into working with JSPs and JSFs and some of the other, you know, true quote unquote J2EE frameworks in a WebSphere Rational Application Development, you would feel comfortable. You would, you know, there would obviously be that learning curve, primarily because in that world you don't have the thing that we know and love, which is the data store for the NSF. So that would be the biggest hurdle. So the biggest hurdle would be to go in and you know, okay, so if I wanted to map that skill set that I learned in XPages and I want to transition that over into, you know, using GlassFish or using WebSphere Application Server, then the thing that I will see them struggling with the most is, well, where do I put my data? Well, the answer is in a relational database, but there's not that automatic, entry of that code into our NSF container that XPages just makes hugely easy. That you've got to write all the code, all the plumbing, to put all that data in there. But yeah, you know, I can see a transition to there. I don't think a lot of folks are going to do it, but you know, there's certainly those parallels because they are based upon the same frameworks and architectures.
Russ, you just gave a session here at the AdminView 2012 conference on Managed Beans, and I can tell you're really excited about them. So what, you know, a lot of people have this mental block with Managed Beans. So tell us why they shouldn't have a mental block and why Managed Beans are important to them. And then after that, you can fill us in on the groupies that follow you and Paul around the globe.
Yeah, okay. Oh, the groupies. I'll think about that one. But well, the whole Managed Bean thing. You know, I know a lot of people that I consider to be very experienced in XPages, and they continue to say to me in chats or just in comments, "Oh, I really would like to do a Managed Bean, but I can't figure out how to do them, or I don't know why I should do them."
That's a really good David Leedy imitation.
Oh boy, I didn't mention any names. I just said people. So you know, the situation is, you know, first of all, let's be honest. Java itself is a challenge or a hurdle to a lot of Domino people. And for all kinds of reasons, they just feel like, well, I don't have the time to learn another language. That's a barrier. Gosh, it seems very foreign to me. You know, that's kind of hard. It seems like it's really hard. Those kinds of things. I think that's the biggest hurdle to the whole Managed Bean deal. But you know, I tell people, look, there's so much code out there that you could just download for free from XPagers around the world that just give code away. It's real easy to find simple code. Now, once you kind of get your feet wet in doing just regular old Java, going from there to a Managed Bean and then understanding how you can really put some complex operations inside one code space that is now pervasive around your application. And it's sort of like once you kind of get that it's just sort of like a live function library, then that kind of helps people get there. But they just don't really understand why they should use it. And so I just did a session, as you said, and then I really purpose to try to show that, hey, this is how something looks in production. This is something that you might want to consider using it for. If you find something that, you know, the operations of whatever it is you're trying to do seem to be almost mind-bogglingly complex if you were to use your normal Domino or what you know about XPages technique. So I'll do everything in a server. I'll come up with 50 different functions in server-side JavaScript and bolt those on with client-side stuff, that would be something for you to kind of look at and say, why don't I just use the sample databases that are out there, make a simple managed bean, make sure deployed into the application, write a couple little calls to it, and then go from there. Because the managed beans do make it a lot easier to start bolting on additional functionality as you need it. And on top of that, because it's all in Java, that opens up the whole world of Java to you. You've got all kinds of things that you can't do in other languages. Plus, there's a boatload of code out there that you can get. Julian does an awesome session on debugging Java. So now the whole open source Java world of debugging is now available to you. So there's just a lot of good reasons to do it. But I think the big hurdle is they hear Java and they, oh my gosh, and then they hear this concept, managed beans. They don't really know what it's for. But, you know, once you kind of show them, they kind of get it. But, you know, it just takes a little bit of while. As far as the groupies, Paul's the one with the groupies. I'm pretty much just kind of follow along. Mostly I hold the back end of his robe up as he's walking through. He's got a big crown that he wears and a scepter. And then I kind of tag along in the back.
So...
We'll put a picture of Paul in the show notes so you can all see Paul and his...
So I guess a separate topic then, how about X pages in the client? Is that something that you think is feasible and a reality now, or are people still kind of waiting on something as far as that goes?
I think starting with 8.5.3 was, you know, version 8.5.0, 8.5.1, 8.5.2, they were the XPink proof of concepts. Well, it started to be available in 8.5.1. There was lots of performance issues. People were really, really unhappy with the way that it performed. 8.5.3 came out with some variables that allowed you to preload the XPages runtime, if you will, down at the client. So I think really XPink now is truly production ready. And people who had kicked the tires or hadn't a bad experience with it before are really now going in and saying, okay, we can use that. And the audiences that we spoke to, that, you know, when we're talking to them, are you doing development for the browser? Are you doing it for XPink? Are you doing it for both? I would say that probably a 75-25 split. And, you know, 75% were actually looking to get their existing Notes clients into the actual browser space. They wanted to be able to access them from the browsers versus the Notes client. The benefit of being able to do both is that you still just have that one code stream. There's probably about, you know, 8.67% of your code that you need to be worried about if you're going to run it in both places, because 8.67%.
You were thinking of a Domino version there for a second, weren't you? Version 8.67. But
yeah, no, it's just 8.67% because of, again, the execution model is different. The security model is a little bit different in the Notes client, obviously. Even though it's still running in that Zulrunner browser in the Notes client, then it just, some of the things behave differently. So you have to be aware of those things, but it does allow them to have the exact same UI experience in the Notes client that they have in the browser. So there's not any confusion, you know, between the way that they access the code. So,
all right. Well, Russ and Paul, I want to thank you for taking some time at the end of day two of the Admin Dev 2012 conference to talk to us about a couple X Pages things. So, any questions for Julian or myself?
I actually did have a question for Julian. Now I forgot it. Oh,
how did I know you had a question? Right. Stop kicking me.
Oh no, I don't. I totally forgot.
Okay. Paul?
No, I think we're good. Yeah.
So learning resources, if someone is brand new to X Pages and wants to learn all about it?
Definitely. There's, you know, there's more resources out there than when we started. I mean, when me and Russ started X Pages, then, yeah, it was like, you know, if you found anything about X Pages anywhere, it was like rain in the desert. You know, it's just like, and today that's just not the case. If you look at all of the different websites that are available, you know, Russ has xpagestip.com. We have the X Pages info, which is literally the X Pages portal into all things X Pages information. David Leedy's Notes in 9 is 14 hours of free videos. That's free, like free beer. There's paid options. My good friend Matt White has the X Pages 101 and 201 videos. that are subscription based. And again, excellent, excellent learning resources there. TLCC has two courses that allow them to actually learn X pages in a Notes database environment that they're familiar with. So there's IBM education courses. There's lots more opportunity out there than there has ever been before for learning X pages. And you can go kind of the self-paced free route or the actual traditional education route, either way.
Right, and today, a couple of days ago, the X Pages Extension Library book came out, and I think, Paul, you were reading it earlier today. So how about you, Russ? Any other suggestions for people wanting to get started with X Pages?
Maybe not get started, but I would just mention Stack Overflow. There's been a huge amount of activity on Stack Overflow relative to X Pages, and there's a bunch of people sort of made a concerted effort to do that a couple months ago. And yesterday, David Leedy says, he goes, you know, I just tell people post whatever you have on X Pages on Stack Overflow because people fall all over themselves to answer your question so that they get more points. And so it's a big point grab. So if you have some question that needs to be answered, A, go Stack Overflow and look for an answer. If you don't find an answer, post it, because there are people, really smart people, who are honestly are duking each other out to answer your problem.
All right, Julian, anything else for these fine X Pages gentlemen?
No, it's just always good to see you guys in person.
Absolutely.
And
we have to, you know, figure out how we can see each other besides just coming to technology conferences. Yeah.
You're right.
Well, isn't there a GBS World headquarters now in Texas somewhere we can come visit?
Absolutely. So the GBS North Houston offices were open 3 weeks ago. The coffee is always on. Come by the North offices, stop by. If you come after business hours in the Calhoun Bed and Breakfast, it's always open.
All right. So is the barbecue any good down there?
Oh, I got to tell you, the barbecue in Texas is so much better than the Pennsylvania barbecue. Just come on down. We'll throw a brisket down, a couple chickens, yard birds.
That's the fourth David Leedy reference in today's podcast. David, you shouldn't have left the conference early today, but how do people get a hold of you? Russ?
XPageTips.com is the place. I've got my contact information up there, and there's little tips that'll be helpful, but that's probably the easiest place.
Okay, and Mr. Calhoun?
I have a blog site. I did not say I blogged. I said I have a blog site. So you can go to xwizard.gbs.com, and you can also hit me up at paul.calhoun@gbs.com.
All right, that's a wrap for episode 154 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
We're inverting the intro today. So that's a wrap. Take care.